Well, yesterday, if you were paying attention, you'll know we had Laurie Brett on the show. Laurie starring in Peter James's Looking Good Dead. It was opening night last night at the Cambridge Arts Theatre. I did warn Laurie that Nicola Upson would be in the audience, and Nicola joins me now. Nicola, very good afternoon.
Yeah, Neil. Yeah, I felt a slight tremble as they all came on stage because you told them I was going to be there.
Yeah, that word was going round. You could hear the whispers. Nicola Upson's in. Watch out. So there we are. So for those who didn't catch yesterday, Looking Good Dead, a Peter James novel that's also been done as one of the Grace series on ITV. It's like a full-length feature film and now appearing on the stage.
Absolutely. And thank goodness it is. It was a really good way to get back into the spring season. I think a thriller in January is kind of one of those theatrical staples that people look forward to. And gosh, this was a good one. A really twisty, turny plot. In fact, I've got to be very, very careful what I say to you reviewing it, obviously, because it would be such a shame to give those two or three breathtaking twists away as we go, but I'll do my best not to.
All right, so just to give us a rough plot synopsis.
Well, it figures around the Bryce family, and Tom Bryce, who is a businessman, is on his uppers. They've got a certain lifestyle that they've got to keep up. His wife, Kelly, likes to spend, don't we all? They've got secrets in their past. It's a second marriage. She's had a problem with alcohol. They've got a son, a 17-year-old son called Max, and all the joys and challenges that brings. And I think what's really clever about this thing is, though, although it's a series novel, you've got Roy Grace, who's Peter James's serious detective in it, it establishes itself as a unit independently of that. And so the first 20 minutes or so, you're getting to know the family. And it's clever because you really start to care about them. They feel very authentic. They feel very, inverted commas, normal, everyday troubles. And Tom, when he's coming back from work one day on the train, he does what any of us could do. It's that classic simple thing. He picks up a memory stick that belongs to another passenger. This passenger has been getting on his nerves by talking too loudly on the phone. So when he gets off, he doesn't say, "Hey, mate, you've forgotten your memory stick." He picks it up and keeps it. And you can see it working through his head. Is there going to be some advantage to me in this? Mm. And when he puts it on into the computer, he gets directed to a website which obviously specializes in snuff movies. So he witnesses in real time a murder being committed, which suddenly makes sense of the opening scene of the play, where you see this woman walking into a very sinister sort of warehouse type place with chains. And you don't really know what's going on. So then it puts it into context. But because you've had that build up, you really care about this family. And as they get increasingly into danger, peril, I think was the word Laurie Brett
used. It was, and a wonderful word.
A very good word, because she has it in spades in this production. You really do start to care of them, and you are on your edge of the seat, not just in a sort of abstract working out the puzzle way, but in an emotional way with the family.
Right. And it's interesting because, we, as we mentioned yesterday and as it's been billed, this sees the reuniting of Laurie with Adam Woodyatt. They played Ian and Jane Beale, a married couple for best part of 10 years, I think I'm right saying, on EastEnders. Now, we'd mentioned when we were chatting to her yesterday, when you're playing a married couple on stage, often you'll have just been cast as two separate actors. That relationship, you might have worked maybe with them once before on another production somewhere, but that forming the husband and wife married couple type thing, that starts to happen in the read-throughs and in rehearsals. So it's all a bit new. For these two, presumably, it's just like slotting straight back into an old pair of slippers. They should know each other inside out and be a married couple in all but name.
Yeah, and I think it's that in great part, as well as the script, that adds to that authenticity of the family that I was talking about, because you do get that chemistry that she mentioned that was instant with those two actors. You do sense that you have just walked in on a marriage that's been happening for some time. It's as if you've stepped into their living room and you're watching these family dynamics unfold and working out quite where the alliances are, where the potential arguments and rows are. And that was all very, very convincing.
And I've asked you this question before. When you get something which starts life as a book, then gets turned into a screenplay, now there's a stage adaptation. If people say, "Well, I don't want to go and see that. I've read the book," or "I saw the film," is it different? Is it the same? Is there different things to take away from this?
It's hard for me to say in this particular case because I haven't read this book, but in general, there is always something new. I mean, the different actors will bring a different dynamic to it. It's interesting. She was talking about the energy of it yesterday, and that will help. And I also know that how quickly, when you're reading a book, or even when you're writing a book, you do forget who did it. You forget those twists and turns along the way. So it's always nice to come to it fresh. And I think one of my particular bugbears at the moment, I've been going on about this a lot, is how much TV drama is stretched out. I mean, 6 weeks of Angela Black, it was just too much for me. Whereas those brilliant Dalgliesh adaptations from the P.D. James novels recently, they were distilled into 2 hours without losing any of the complexity of P.D. James's work. And I think that's exactly what this does. It's a 2-hour production. You get all the suspense and the complexity, because although it starts with that simple picking up of the USB, it develops into something very, very complex. You know, it's a limited number of characters, obviously, which works on stage, it works in any kind of good closed room detective story. But it has so many layers to it and so many doors opening and unfolding. And yet it's distilled into 2 hours without any loss of meaning or any confusion on the audience, any loss of suspense. And I think that's a real skill. So in this case, I think that translation to the stage has been brilliant.
Excellent. Now, we talked there, big things have been made about the fact that it's this reuniting of the two main characters. What about the other cast? It would be unfair not to mention there are other people around.
It would, and also the other creative members, because the staging is quite effective, the lighting's good, the soundscape is really good. You know those sounds we all get used to in our life of an email coming in or a text? I mean, I will just say now, beware of noise-cancelling headphones. But, you know, those noises, they start to come at you, and they have this kind of sinister thing. But, yes, you're absolutely right. The police team, Harry Long, who played Roy Grace, I think did a really, really good job there. And that kind of, you got the feeling of the police ensemble and life in the office. The office is sort of slid on into the living room. But even so, even though that's a very basic and simple technique, it's very, very effective. And you get the kind of banter between the detectives and that other world that's kicking in.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. So it gets a thumbs up from you. It's on at 7:30 every evening. There's matinee performances at 2:30 on Thursday and Saturday. Tickets are priced £25 to £45 as usual through the Cambridge Arts Theatre box office. A good one for you.
It's a real treat. And I would also commend the Arts Theatre as well, because everybody's got their masks on. Everybody feels very safe. It's all very calm and orderly. And I think at the moment, although we're getting back into normality, we need that reassurance at the moment. So if you're tinkering for that reason, don't be put off by that.
Fantastic. All right. What's next then?
Well, it's Animal Farm next week. I know Angela's going to cover that with you. And then we're coming back for another classic detective. We're going for Cluedo.
Oh, fantastic. It will definitely be Professor Plum in the library with the lead piping. It always
is. Miss Scarlet. Miss Scarlet and the
Concern. All right. You're a betting woman, are you, Upson? £5. Right. Nicola Upson, always good to talk to you. Take care for now, and we'll see you soon.
You too, Neil. Enjoy the rest of your birthday.
Oh, thank you. Bye.